Got an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, the party has been started and going for the last hour. It's live and local talk. The Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT, and 92.3 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley on KSVL. You can email me your concerns, your questions, whatever you want to talk about today at monica@991fmtalk.com. And speaking of 991fmtalk.com, you can also check out our podcast there and listen back to the parts of the show that you might have missed. It's been quite an interesting morning, but it's going to get even better now as we go live until 12 o'clock today. Your only really live and local talk show at this time for all of Northern Nevada. And I want to introduce you to a couple of wonderful young women that, well, they're going to make a difference in this world. Because of the way that they are raised and because of the things that they do. Why do I know this? Because I was in the same organization as a kid and grew up in a Masonic family that they are. We are speaking with Cadence and Savannah with the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls, Masonic youth organization that is also associated with Job's Daughters and DeMolay. You know, Jacques DeMolay, if you're into anything in history, you know that name. Well, DeMolay, the young men. And it teaches young men and women to be public stewards. It teaches them to be able to speak in public, to be able to, well, live a God-fearing life and, well, be themselves and speak and have a mind for themselves as well. So, first off, Savannah, thank you so much for coming in and Grand Worthy Advisor.
Yes.
For the state of Nevada.
Yes.
That's daunting, isn't it?
It is pretty amazing.
I remember our Grand Assembly when they announced Grand Executive Committee California Flag Bearer, and I came flying down those stairs. Yay! It's an amazing organization. How did you get into Rainbow?
So actually, I was in a younger Rainbow group we have, which is for ladies 7 to 10 until they like reach 11. And it was called Pledge. And that's actually where I met Cadence. And we kind of grew up from there. And well, Rainbow came along. They're like, you're going to jump into Rainbow too? And I was like, of course. And it's who I am today. And that's kind of how I got up there. And once I was a girl, I went into our line. And then I became a grand officer, and then now I am Grand Worthy Advisor, and I still plan to be helping the state of Nevada because I still have two more years.
So, I was going to say, we go until we're 20, and then there are other options for us, Eastern Star and, you know, being a part of the boards for Rainbow Girls, because you get a lot of guidance from the adults.
Oh, yes, of course. The adults are the number one thing I would say Rainbow has taught us to count on. They're always there for us. They always have guidance, and they just have that mom advice. And yeah, even our dads, our state Rainbow dads, dad advice from them too. So it's pretty amazing.
Well, for the different chapters to call them mother advisors, you know.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I was always a little jealous though growing up, because everybody saw my mom as their mom. And my mom is so wonderful. She's probably listening right now over in Redding. My mom is like, no, that's my mom. It's like, her name's Jerry. So we had a sick joke. We were all.
Okay. So that,
your responsibilities, and how did you start in radio? Radio in Rainbow.
I started in Rainbow, also in Pledge of Savannah. My mom was a grand officer in Nevada too, and she introduced me to what it was, and it was such an amazing organization that I wanted to join so much.
So, just so people know, I'm trying not to turn this into myself, but I wouldn't be doing what I am doing now if I wasn't at a point in my life standing in front of 10,000 people giving a speech on the California flag. being a grand officer and being in Rainbow molded me and developed me into being independent and strong. Do you find that as well through your careers as Rainbow Girls?
I do strongly, because it has taught me to be able to out into a crowd and be able to speak without stuttering or and just freeze there. I find it really easy. Like in my school, I am in leadership, so I'm constantly like going out and trying to be there.
Oh,
so
Lord, here's
like,
my competition for yes. the future.
So I find it really helpful to do that. And leadership is a thing that Rainbow teaches too.
Well,
which is great.
Let me tell you, you don't always get rid of those ums and uhs, so don't
right,
don't
right.
look down on those of us who can't get rid of them. Cadence, how has Rainbow taught you to go forward in life?
It's definitely taught me leadership skills and public speaking skills so that I can talk to other people comfortably, because that's something that I just challenged with, and it's really helped me in my life.
Well, see, and I put you Savannah almost on the same level, but you're younger than Savannah, yet you're both going out and you're going into different situations that you're not familiar with, and you're standing up and you're standing strong. What would you say about Rainbow to encourage? Well, I have to be honest, I'm totally at a loss for words, because when I was in Rainbow, we didn't have Pledge. When did Pledge come about?
That's a good question. That is one I currently do not know the answer yet. I do know when I was a little girl, Pledge was a group that was pretty popular. And I think it's been around for, I want to say, like 9 to 10 years.
Okay.
I know that Rainbow back then is very different to how it is now. Personally,
back
I feel...
then. Wait a minute. My mother was a Rainbow Girl, so don't be lumping me into that.
Back then can mean different years.
Yes. Okay.
So.
Okay. In the 80s, it's all good.
Yes. But I know it's very different now. Like, we have new leaders, new, like, board of directors. And I know personally, Rainbow right now, we are doing everything we can to change it and just make it better for the girls. It is all about the girls, and it is their organization.
Yeah, a little bit when I was coming through. All about the dresses, as all of our regular meetings and what we did, we were in formals, we were in ball gowns, and that was always, you know, we were always trying to outdo each other. But you guys are here in khakis, you've got matching International Order of the Rainbow for Girls shirts. That's very cool.
Yes, we have a logo wear team, so we have a lot of rainbow like clothes you can wear. We have sweatpants, we're getting fanny packs. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm pretty excited. Besides that, we do wear dresses a lot. We also have themed meetings though, so you can do like a sweatshirt meeting and come in your sweatshirt but your dress underneath or a skirt. So yeah, it's pretty fun. We recently just had an open meeting with where we came and we dressed in Halloween clothing and stuff.
Oh, very cool.
And that was very fun.
Yeah, I want to be in Rainbow again, because we weren't doing that in my day. We were just all making sure we had our hoop skirts on. So what is important about it for girls who don't know about Rainbow to find out to be involved?
Rainbow has so many opportunities, and it can give you so much. We have scholarship opportunities. We have around 14 scholarships available for active Rainbow girls in Nevada or majority who are graduating college or graduating high school or in college now. And it's just an amazing opportunity to better our education.
Well, and better people in the world as well, because Rainbow used to be looked at as something that was more elite. You had to have money to be in it, you know, back in my day. Put it that way. You know, you were looking at dresses just to be involved that were hundreds of dollars. And it felt like people felt excluded from that. But it's not that way anymore. You're just helping girls become future and better women.
Yes.
Yeah. For our, if girls have struggles with the cost, we have Elks breakfasts that they can serve, and they can raise money in their own bank accounts for that to travel and to get dresses and everything. We try to help as much as we can with costs.
You're teaching people to be independent too.
Yeah.
That's so fabulous. How much do you still travel nowadays? Do you go up and down the state?
A lot. So we actually travel to places like Winnemucca, Tonopah, Las Vegas, Fernley. We try to do as much travel. We travel in groups usually, so no one really goes by themselves. And that way, when we travel, we only drive. So basically, you have 8 hours to get to know each other or just bond and have that sisterly love.
Yeah, I followed our grand service down to Las Vegas. We were still from Northern California, and she got a speeding ticket because I fell asleep. So get when you're driving with other people. You've got some special fundraisers coming up. Tell me about what the funds are being raised for, what you're going to do with the funds, and how people can participate.
Yes, of course, I would love to. So we have our 9th annual Harvest Festival and Wine Gala, and it is on Saturday, November 16th at the Key Rhine Shrine Temple on Energy Way in Reno. All of our proceeds from this hosting event will go to our international convention, which is held in 2020, and the cost helped our Rainbow Girls get to that event. So we would like for all of our Rainbow Girls to come to this event. It is super fun. They always have a blast. And so that's what we use the cost for, and we put it there. But this event itself is really fun. We have over 13 to 15 desserts that we sell. We have live auctions of that night. So we just put out like sheets, and then they come over and then they'll do their live auction. And then we actually have our older Rainbow Girls, the grand officers, that actually help with the event. So you're in some luck to meet some new people also. We also have baskets. So things like a snowmaker or just like a Christmas basket, like there's just a wide variety of many baskets. Sometimes there's like a really big like movie basket. So yeah, it's a pretty fun, and it lasts pretty long too.
All right. So now, is that only open to members of Rainbow, or can anybody come and learn more about the organization as well?
So actually, it is not only open to Rainbow. We actually encourage more people to come in, because not only do you get to buy our things and we get to use this money for our Rainbow Girls, but you can ask all these Rainbow adults and Rainbow Girls, like, what is your organization? That's what we love most about it, is ask us questions. And you can purchase these tickets just by calling 775-343-8240.
So is there a place to get tickets online?
There's not.
Okay, so you need to call that number. So I'll tell you what, I'll put that number on my webpage, and if people want to go, they can call it and get the tickets as well. Will you be selling any tickets at the door?
Yes, we will.
Okay, so where is it at again?
Key Rhine Shrine Temple on Energy Way in Reno, Nevada.
Oh, that's just over here on Energy Way. All
yes.
Right. So any other way for people to get involved and find out more for their daughters or granddaughters, nieces, on getting into an organization that really puts you on the being a young woman?
Yes, we have a website, nvirg.org, and there's a lot of contact information you can find on there for where you live. We have around 6 assemblies in northern Nevada, so I'm sure you'd be able to find an assembly up here that would be excited to welcome a girl into that assembly.
What do you say to the girls as we see more girls getting into gangs, getting into drugs, getting into not really caring about their educations? What do you say to those girls to encourage them to change that path they're on and come join a different way?
So things I would like to say to them is that this is a place where you can be yourself. I feel like a lot of girls or guys who go into that direction feel like they can't be themselves or are peer pressured into that type of society.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to be to them that one girl who's like, listen, you're not alone. And I have all these girls here who would love to get to know the beautiful person you are. And so that's what I like to let them know, is this is a place you can be yourself and act like yourself always, and no one is ever going to judge you for it. And it is somewhere, or Rainbow is my place where I call my safe place or my home. it's always been what I've called it, and it's always going to be what I'd call it.
All right. Well, stick around. We're going to be right back on KKFT, the Monica J. Show on 99.1 FM Talk. And we're going to wrap up this half hour with Cadence and Savannah right after this. And if you have any questions, actually, for the girls on how to get somebody that you love into this life and to move on and have great friends, 884-9910. Speaking with the young women from the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls right after this on 99.1 FM Talk.
Is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Forget the house in New Orleans. You want to be in this house. You want to be in the Talk House, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, 884-910. Let's go to the phone lines as my guests today are Cadence and Savannah with the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls. And let me tell you, if you want to raise young women right, this is order to be in because, well, I'm just saying that selfishly because that's what I was in. Shelly is on the line. Hi, Shelly. What would you like to talk about or say to Cadence and Savannah?
Hi, Monica. I grew up in the Central Valley, and I was in the Rainbow Organization and worked my way up to worthy advisor. And I can tell you it is one of the best experiences of my life. It is a wonderful fellowship. It is full of positive teaching. It is fun. I have friends that I made in Rainbow Girls that I am still friends with today. I just wanted to say thank you, girls, and anybody that is wanting to sort of reach out and have a fun, happy place to go, please get more information on the International Order for Rainbow. It is a wonderful, wonderful organization.
Thank you, Shelley, so much for the call. We greatly appreciate that because that really is, you know, you have organizations that work you to go for badges and teach you different things, but Rainbow, I think, teaches you something special, and that is service to community, service through self. What is your service project?
So actually, we have our assemblies that choose their own service projects. For an example, our Reno assembly is doing the RAVE, which is a foundation for respite care for children with special needs. And so they are working hard to train and then have fun with these kids. And then for our Sparks assembly, they are working with the NICU. And they are making like blankets for these preemie babies. Aww. So, yes, we also have our statewide service project, which is foster care this year. And we are working with two organizations. Peggy's Attic is a thrift style shop store for foster kids where they do not have to pay, but they go in and it's this huge store with toys and books and clothing and shoes. And then we're working with Kids Cottage, which is in the north, and it's like a foster care area and place for foster kids can come in while their parents are at work or in need of doing something and they take care of them. And it has been really close to my heart because I was foster kid for some time and I've always wanted to reach out and help. So Nevada Rainbow is gathering supplies, gift cards, and we are hoping that we can help these foster kids find their forever home.
Oh, that is fantastic. I am touched by that. We need that shopping thing up here in the north as well. We need to start one of those in your name.
Yes. And then what's pretty cool about our organization is we are so focused on service and helping our community that previously our record for service hours, which was 3,064 hours, was reported in 2018.
That's really impressive.
Yes.
Very impressive.
And it goes up usually every year. So our goal is just to increase our service projects and our service outreach to help it be a better.
That's right. It's a hand up not just a handout. So it's the International Order of Rainbow for Girls. Cadence, what was the website again that people can go on to and get more information?
Yes, it was nviorg.org.
Okay. nviorg.org. There you go. International Order of the Rainbow for Girls. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. Is there anything else that you would like to invite people to share with you or to come to? You've been talking for a half hour, so I think we pretty much covered it all.
On November 9th at Sludge, which is it's a Washoe Lodge, and it's on York Way. I currently do not have the address on me, but we are doing a little fundraiser. You can come in, and then we actually have our Rainbow Girls there too, so you can ask them questions and stuff. It's going to be super fun, and I encourage you to come.
All right. If you want an organization for your daughter or your granddaughter or your niece or your little sister through Big Brothers, who knows? This is an organization that you should really look into. It teaches you life skills. It teaches you just how to be a better person. Cadence, Savannah, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy school schedules. So back to school for you now. I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the invitations to the events as well, because I will definitely start showing up to some of these things and doing some donations, because I think that this generation is, well, it's just my opinion. This is not anything about the Rainbow for Girls or anything like that. But I think they're on a path that we need a little bit better path for them. Too many girls going into drugs, too many girls going into gangs. And they have to know that there's something out there for them. And I truly believe that's Rainbow for Girls. So, ladies, so much. And I appreciate your time today. It's the Monica J Show on KKFT and KSVL 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, also the home of Fox News. So let's get an update.
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I breathe in down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, there comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Faith, faith, five, five, full, full of vomit was a monster's holiday.
It is a monster's holiday. Here we are, October 30th, All Hallows Eve. And there are some pretty scary things going on in the world right now. But just remember, for the kids, for the little ones, you know, I'd say 12 and under, 11 and under. It's fun. Let them dress up and remind them of what Halloween was all about. It was, you know, discovering the neighborhood and dressing up and scared. It's good to get scared. It's good to be scared. You get that little rush of adrenaline and you know what? It really does prepare you for the world. You know that you can get past things like that. Oh, you're not scary, Lurch. You're my boyfriend and you know it. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Whatever you want to talk about, live and local at 884-9910. Just saying goodbye to Savannah and Cadence from the International Order of the Rainbow for Girls. And why did I do a segment on something like that? Because I want you to know, as parents, as grandparents, as aunts and uncles, that there are other options available for you. You don't have to go into the national publicized, you know, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, who are having all of these issues with different subjects that I won't just flat out mention, but in schools, there are ways for you to take charge of your child's future. And that is homeschooling, private school, charter school. If you're not happy with what the Washoe County School District or any school district in the state is doing. And there are youth organizations out there that are also a better route than so-called mainstream. Look into it. You always have options. don't just follow because it's what you've heard on the news or something. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the lines right now, 884-9910, and check in with Matthew. Hi, Matthew. What would you like to talk about today?
Hi, Monica. So I'm calling about our politicians. So I listen to everybody talking about our politicians, and everybody kind of seems confused about what they're all thinking right now. Here's the problem. Everybody's looking at it from the wrong point of view. Our politicians today are career politicians. In order to be successful in that career, they have to remain elected. The way to remain elected is to make sure that the people that elect you are dependent on you for as much as possible. That's their focus. Mm-hmm. They're not here to represent us. They're not here to help us. They're not here for any of that. Their only focus is staying elected, and they're going to do whatever they can, however they can, to do that. And that means making sure that we all rely on them 100% so that we don't have the option of getting rid of them.
Matthew, thank you so much for calling in and saying that, because that is exactly 100% true. You have people going into college now are, you know, literally from high school, that their parents have bred them and raised them to go into political studies, political science, to become a lawyer, to become a politician, starting out in service to the community, becoming community organizers, sitting on the councils, the commission supervisors, and working their way up, literally up into the nation's capital.
Yep.
And how do we stop it? I don't know if we can, Matthew.
We have to go back to what was originally intended with the Constitution. People need to get involved and do one or two terms to make things better and make a difference, and then go back to their regular life. That's how the Constitution was written, and that's what our country is based on. We can't have career politicians because this is what happens.
Yeah. For the people, by the people, of the people. And you're 100% correct. But there is so much money involved. I'm not talking about what the politicians are making, because, like, well, City of Reno giving themselves a raise up to 80 grand a year now. What's median income? They take days off and head on out to Burning Man and, you know, miss meetings all the time. So I'm wondering how that money is being spent. But I'm talking about the money from the people like Soros's and the Pelosi's and the Newsom's, and you get these dynasties in there, even from the Bushes. You know, it's not just the Clintons who want to keep going on and on, but it's big money in there. It's the millionaires and the billionaires. Things.
In my opinion, the only way to fix it is for regular citizens to get involved and for everybody to understand that it's the career politicians that are the problem. And if you want to fix the problem, start voting for your neighbor down the street.
Do you think that there should be term limits?
Absolutely. Yes.
I wish we could do a national vote on that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, term limits would be an excellent way to work on the problem. You know, you prevent the career politicians, and they have no choice but to listen to the people that elected them and try to keep them happy.
Well, and there's one other thing that we're with you, and I think that is cronyism. You know, look at how many decades Harry Reid spent in the political arena. And now he is molding and making sure that people like Jackie Rosen and Catherine Cortez Masto, the people that he's mentoring, are getting in as well. So I think we have to take a look at who is supporting and endorsing these people. I mean, I don't put in any type of endorsement except to see, okay, what political unions are supporting people. That's how you have to look at it. You don't look at it as it's the police chiefs association. It's not the police chiefs. It's their association. It's their union that is endorsing or supporting this certain person. And so that you really have to take a stand back and think about. So, Matthew, thank you so much for the call. That you are 100% right on and putting that message out there. Please help spread it in your community. And you sound like a smart man to run for office.
You know, to be honest, I've considered it in my county.
Well, please consider it a little bit more because we need more people like you. Matthew, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Would you like to get your voice out, your opinion, your concern, whatever county or city you live in, even state? We get a few calls from people from California, and I appreciate that because we're so close. We love California. We cross that California borderline all the time, especially if you live Lake Tahoe. You have to. Look at how California is affecting Nevada. We rely on their tourism dollars, so a lot of political influence comes this way as well. When Sisolak sits down with government officials from California and talks about gun regulation, that's got to stop and make you think. When California is in such a position that their main utility, PG&E, is turning off the electricity because their transformers are starting fires, because the hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars that their customers have paid in to PG&E to maintain equipment, to improve equipment, is failing at every turn. And who suffers? Their customers. Who else suffers? Us here in Nevada. Because their gas and oil pipelines that ship all of that to Nevada gets turned off. So we're going into a time of year that our costs should be coming down. My husband and I filled up at Sam's Club the other night, or actually last night, and he got back in the car and came down 4 cents. I was excited about that. I said, honey, we're still paying over $4 a gallon. What does that 4 cents mean? We should be back at $3.30 or $3.40 by this time of year, and we're not. Why? Because PG&E keeps cutting off the power. I saw a comment on, I was looking at one of the news stations, and I saw a comment from a listener or a watcher. And it was like, why do you spend so much time focusing on the power outages in California? Well, because I really can't see anybody in this area that doesn't have family and friends in California. I thank Channel 8 for doing a story, actually, the other day. Yesterday, my husband said it ran on the morning show with my mother. My brother had a car battery next to the side of his bed so he can run his nebulizer and his oxygen because they have to turn their generator off at night because it's an ordinance for noise. Just can't win if you're in California now. Let's go to 884-9910 and check in with Daryl this morning. Hi, Daryl. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I was listening with interest to your last caller, and I think he had a lot of good points, but when it comes to term limits, I have to say I disagree. I feel like imposing term limits is just making a screwed up system easier for people to ignore and allow it to work on its own. He was absolutely right.
Why do you think that, Daryl?
People need to get involved, but if you just slap an arbitrary term limit, it basically puts the whole process on autopilot at that point. And to be honest with you, I think it would actually lead to more corruption because, you know, if a politician these days wants to stay in office, well, he's got to do it by one of two ways. He's got to do it either A, by making his constituents dependent, which is the case in many cases, or he's got to actually do a good, he or she has to do a good job. Well, if they know that they've only got one or two terms and then they're out and they can't come back, well, there's no incentive to do anything other than get as much as you can for yourself before you're cut out of the loop.
Well, but you also have to look at the situation that nobody else will run. I mean, Bonnie Weber, don't get me wrong, is just, you should know, she's a beautiful woman. Her whole family is wonderful. But she's been on the commission. Now she's back on the city council. And people say, well, why is she in there again? And it's like, because nobody else will run.
Her back in. Well, and true.
Now, yeah, because nobody, no Republican was running against her.
So that is a problem. But I believe that you're going to solve that problem by getting people together in the community, forming these groups, and if those groups get together and the community action gets involved, then you start to propel people into these positions. Right now, we're all just kind of sitting back, you know, looking at the process with disdain, but we're not really engaging with it to make it better. We're just talking about how bad it is. If you really
want
to solve the problem, you've got to get people to be involved. And honestly, you know, term limits may solve some problems. I think it's going to create more. But what happens when you have a great senator or a great congressman who does fantastic things, whose only desire in this world is to serve his or her constituents? You're going to kick them out after 8 years just because they've reached an arbitrary deadline? It just doesn't make sense to me. I think those decisions need to be made by the voters, and the voters need to be engaged, and they're not.
Yeah. Well, and stop waiting for the Republican and the Democrat parties to put the candidates forward. You know, get with the American Patriots of Sparks and create other groups like that and come up with your neighbors and the business people who you think would be a good representative. So, Daryl, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Great ideas there. Starting to sound like Trump. Great ideas. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Sean this morning. Hi, Sean. What did you want to say?
Monica, I got to tell you, Matthew and Daryl excited me, and I'm glad I called. I think Matthew was right and wrong. The founders absolutely wanted us to be involved in the process of government, and that is the way we fix the problem. But term limits are absolutely the wrong answer. I don't know if your listeners know, but the Articles of Confederation, which were effectively this country's constitution before our constitution came to be in 1787, they actually had term limits. The convention debated, and they purposely removed term limits because of the corruption that can ensue. Because what happens is you get rid of the politicians that, if they have the active support of the people, can manage those politicians, but you don't get rid of the corporate funds that you touched on in your commentary. That's a big problem. And Daryl hit a really good point that talks about what President James Garfield warned us of, and that is, quote, "Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. If it be intelligent, brave, and pure, it is because the people demand these high qualities to represent them." And you know I'm very active in the Republican Party, and we do many things well, but we don't do everything well. But we're not this big monolith. We need the people out there, like you said, with the other associated organizations or whatever. You find a good candidate, Matthew or a Daryl out there, or a Monica J, or somebody that gets it, and you need to work with them, mentor them up, introduce them around, and encourage them to continue their public service and run for office, just like you're saying. That is the solution.
Yeah. Sean, thank you so much for the call. We got to take a quick break here and be right back on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 from 10 to noon every weekday. This is your live and local place to talk. And earlier in the show, I mentioned that I was talking about actually the Carson City Range. And I mentioned that Lori Bagwell, just as an example, has an she's running for mayor. And she was on the task force when it comes to the Carson City Range and what's going on there now. If you want to find out more, the Carson City Range has put up their doors now. They will be opening up on Sunday. There's no reservations. It's first come, first serve. Log on to the city's website and you can see the hours and see if it's something that you want to participate with. But I just got an email that surprised me, but you know, I'm friends with everybody. And actually, I'm not going to read this email to you right now because I just realized the time. But Mike, I am definitely reading your email tomorrow about Lori Bagwell. So don't miss that. See if she's the person that you want running for mayor. And of course, Lori and anybody who is running for any office in any part of Northern Nevada is more than welcome to come on this show, to call into the show. The number is there for everyone. People say, why don't you get, you know, so-and-so on and so-and-so? It's like, you know what? Everybody's got the number. 884-9910. If Neoma Jardin wants to explain her, I don't know, hatred for Paul White, calling him a vigilante and not even knowing what he's about, you're welcome to call in. I'm not going to hunt people down. If you want your voice heard, it's open to everyone, good and bad. 884-9910. Have a great day. As Mike wrote me, have a MAGA day. Ooh, I have a blonde wig. I might dress as Trump. I'll figure it out. Happy All Hallows Eve.